Hey, it's the Dating Advice Guru from datingadviceguru.com. This is Carlos Cavallo. How are you this week? Do you feel appreciated? Do you feel valued? If you're a mom, do you feel like you are truly cherished for the things you do for your kids? Well, one place we definitely want to find appreciation and feel our value is in our relationship. I actually recently received an email from a coaching client recently, and she ended it with just one simple question. She said, "What can I do to get a guy to commit? What can I say to him? I want him to appreciate me more. I have this innate desire to be cherished." And that last part really stuck out for me. I have this innate desire to be cherished. To feel really committed in a relationship requires a woman to feel cherished and valued. You want to know that a man appreciates you for who you are, what you do, and what you can be in your relationship. Well, it's not like you can just push a button and he will instantly appreciate you. Wait a minute. Can you? The key is knowing how men think and value you in the relationship. Today, I'm going to give you 5 essential secrets about how to get your man to appreciate you and value you. First, you need to know what will make a man depreciate you and lose his feelings of value for you. So, number one in the how to lose his respect column is going to him with drama. It's not that men don't enjoy a little gossip from time to time. Heck, I still do. However, you need to severely rein in how much you bring of it to your man. He will grow tired of it, and quick. Men have a need to move forward to solutions in these kinds of problems after a while, and recycling issues with friends and family will wear thin. Yeah, so when you're constantly bringing up that problem you have with Alice, that friend of yours that just never reciprocates all the times you've gone to lunch, these little situations that you bring up time and time again, well, you got to start working towards a solution or he's going to start to show disinterest in hearing about them. Okay, you've got to show him you've got solutions for your social situations and balance this stuff with some higher thinking. And share that higher thinking with him. He'll appreciate it and cherish you more. How to lose his respect, number 2, agreeing with him too much. He doesn't want to argue with you, but he wants to know that you've got your own opinions. He wants to hear interesting things come from your mouth, including observations, ideas, and plans. He needs to know that you're an independent thinker. Really, being too much of a yes person in general will make a man lose his adoring feelings. Now, I'm not saying you need to be disagreeable or start being really ornery or difficult. That's just as much of a turnoff. But some women who realize that they might not care about the details of something, well, they tend to be more easygoing about what they do and when, right? In fact, I've heard quite a few women say, "I don't care what we do. It would be just fun just to be out having fun," which is fine to a point. You see, men bond by doing things with a woman and with their male friends, so he will occasionally want to have activities to do with you. And it means a lot when a woman has an idea in mind. So don't be afraid to get specific with him in some way. Make your desires known. If you don't have a preference, well, express one anyways. It'll make you feel more like a whole separate entity to us, which increases our respect for you. Just think about how it feels when a man doesn't make those kinds of decisions and pawns them off on you. "I don't care. I don't care what we do." You start to lose attraction based on that, and it works the other way too. How to lose his respect, number 3, passive-aggressive tactics. If you're not familiar with this form of psychological manipulation, good, because, well, you should know it when you see it though, okay? Like when a woman says, "Oh, sure, you can go hang out with your friends Thursday. That's cool. I mean, we haven't seen each other since last week. No, I'll wait at home, alone. I'm sure I'll find something to do with my time." You hear what's going on there, right? She's not saying what she really wants. And guys hate this tactic. It's manipulative and it feels really gross. Literally, it feels like being rolled in oil and dirt, if you want to be vivid about it. Avoid this kind of response at all costs. Okay, now let's turn this around and let's get positive. Let's talk about the 5 secret ways you can make your man appreciate and value you more. Make your man appreciate you. Secret number 1, expect him to rise. Not rise like that, you dirty bird. Get your mind out of the gutter. People will generally meet your level of expectation for them. Now, of course, the real problem is that most people don't expect much from anybody. They don't have expectations. We're so jaded by people that have let us down or that we'll just never find anyone better out there that we lower our standards every day. Well, I'm going to tell you that if you need friends or companionship so desperately that you're willing to lower your standards to get it, you'll find that you're not going to be very happy. And I live by that rule that one quality friend is worth five sort of friends any day of the week. If you want your man to really value what you have to offer, you need to expect the best of him. Expect him to rise to your level of expectation, because that's exactly what'll happen. The one love relationship you want to have solid in your life needs to be with a man who is not a Homer Simpson. Make your man cherish you. Secret number two, silent running. One of the best ways you can get a man to feel how much you give to him and get him to value you more is to let him experience it. Yes, every so often you should disappear on him a little bit. Shh. Yeah, I'll bet this one brought up a little twinge of anxiety when I mentioned it, right? You probably felt like, oh no, I couldn't do that, Carlos. Well, there's a saying. You don't know what you got until it's gone. And that's what you want your man to do regularly. Remember what he's got when you're gone. So take the opportunity to pull your focus back every so often to yourself. Remember your own needs every so often. And in so doing, leave him wondering if he really has you as locked down as he thinks he does. It's a dangerous thing to have a guy thinking that he's got you all sewn up and there's nothing else he needs to do. It's lethal, in fact. One of the big mistakes of relationships is thinking that the more you impress the other person, that you're there for them, that you're going to sacrifice for them, the more they're going to give that back to you. Nope, it doesn't work like that. It just makes the other person take you for granted more. You don't believe me? Look back on any situation in your life where you were taken for granted, and I'll bet, dollars to donuts, that you were too there for them. Make your man adore you. Secret number three, push-pull him. Push-pull is a concept that is incredibly valuable to anyone looking for their love relationship. It will, however, run the risk of sounding manipulative if you don't understand it correctly. So please, listen up. When you lean into your relationship, you're there. You're more there. You're present, more in the mix. When you lean back from your relationship, you're more relaxed about it. You're more laid back and not so forward about the relationship. You need both of those attitudes to get him to fall in love. But most people in those first few months, you know, where things are getting hot and heavy, they rely on the first one, the leaning into. They lean into it so hard, in fact, that they freak the other person out without really meaning to. You gotta alternate these to make the tug of war work in your relationship. You gotta go back and forth between lean into and lean back. Make sure you've got a little of both going on. When you can, maybe 60 to 70% of the time, lean in. When you sense he's starting to grow distant, lean back. It will captivate him to return when he's ready, and you'll feel the magic of his attention and adoration. Make your man love and respect you more. Secret number four, drop the grudge sludge. Grudges are easy to develop in a relationship when you're not getting what you want. If he didn't hug or kiss you when you wanted it, it's sometimes easy to find yourself pulling back and retreating from him because you want to protect yourself, right? Maybe it was a careless word or a misunderstanding. But if it sits and festers in your mind, it will lead to a grudge against him eventually. Your love becomes tainted and bitter, and it can unwind the fabric of the connection. But before you let all that anger and negativity overtake you, just ask yourself, have you done a good job expressing your needs? Or have you left it vague and hard for him to know what it is you really need? Have you told him the truth instead of something watered down? Did you speak your mind even if your voice shakes? You see, men aren't as savvy to their own emotions, which are actually fairly simple. If you saddle him with figuring your emotions out too, you might find him pulling away in confusion. Get rid of your own bad mojo, that grudge sludge, so that you can connect with him. Make your man appreciative to you. Secret number five. Drum roll, please. Know how men view commitment. You see, men are tricky when it comes to commitment. Oh yeah, I know you're saying, Carlos, no, they're so easy to do. No, they're actually kind of tricky. In fact, from the way men act, that you may believe we don't want commitment. But let me share something with you. We do. Most men are dying to have a girlfriend slash partner and eventually a wife. What most women don't know about this is that men avoid commitment because we're so easily pulled into it. We are suckers for commitment. You see, men have three primary barriers to giving their commitment over to a woman. Number one is we don't want to choose the wrong woman. That's big. That's huge. If you've heard any of my previous podcasts, you probably know what I'm talking about there. Number two, we don't want to lose our self-esteem and sense of self and freedom in the relationship. We don't want to lose that sense of liberty that we have. And number three, we need to feel that our woman really understands us. Those are the three primary barriers. But that number three one, the woman that really understands us, is tricky. I wish I could make really understand flash and blind you with the intensity of it, because it is so huge to a guy. Most women will pretend to get us, but they don't. Even though a guy will gladly tell you everything you want to know, most women don't even know what questions to ask to get the truth out of him. Well, it's your lucky day, because I've already done all this for you. Imagine having the ability to listen in on a man's thoughts. Imagine being able to feel what he experiences going through the challenges of deciding if a woman is right for him. When I coached guys on their relationships, I had a direct connection to that part of their brain. When he would talk about why he pulled away, I got the exact words why he did it, and yep, I wrote them down. If he ended a relationship right when it was going really well, I got his reasons for that too. Other people, mostly women by the way, they want you to think that it's only his fear that stops him from committing to you, but that's not true. It's time to stop laughing at that picture of the groom that's running away from the bride. You know what I'm talking about? That's a lie. And if you want to know why, go watch my video on it. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. That's datingadviceguru.com, all one word, datingadviceguru.com/commitment. Do it now. Do it now. It's the video that's going to change how you view men and commitment. And this is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. Go on over, go check it out. I'll be talking again next week. And as always, say it with me, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com. on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.